What is up, folks? This is Braylon DeLore with Sports Noise Podcast, and today is episode 35. We're getting really close to episode 50, but it's January 30th, Thursday, January 30th, and so I know I haven't posted in about 8 days, but I'm going to start trying to get into the groove of multiple a week, not once a week. I've been getting like once a week done, and it's school and all that, but no more excuses. What I'm here to talk about today is we had our NFC and AFC championship games last Sunday, and we now know who's in the Super Bowl. It was Eagles-Commanders was the first game, and then it went Bills-Chiefs. So those were the AFC and NFC championship games this week, or this last week. So a little recap. First, Commanders' first drive in the Eagles game, you know, not trying to be biased, but I mean, we got it back here. We got Eagles pennant back there. But, yeah, so Commanders' first drive looked pretty good. I think they went on it on fourth down 2 or 3 times, converted all of them. And then when they were, like, 20 yards out, it was fourth and three. It was, like, 4th and 5 before when they got it. 4th and 3, they've already gone for it, like, 2 or 3 times on fourth down. Decided to go for a field goal, a very bad mistake by them. They made it, so it's 3-0. And then, so, you know, we're okay with that. As Eagles fans, as I'm an Eagle fan, I'm watching it with my dad. Well, I mean, we're okay with it. It's not ideal, but it's better than a touchdown. We're happy that they chose it. We're happy that they chose a field goal. We'd rather a field goal than risk them converting on the fourth down and then end up getting a touchdown, so. But then, you know, we got offense comes out into the field. Saquon Barkley. First play of the game. I don't know how long it was. It looked 70, like a 70-yard rushing touchdown. First play of the game. Well, first play for the Eagles in that game. And man, did that get the crowd hyped. I mean, Saquon is a monster. Really, but the rest of the game was just, I mean, Eagles pretty much dominated in every way. Jalen Carter looked good. We do have, who was it? I don't think I told y'all this, but N'Kobe Dean is hurt. He didn't get hurt in the Commanders game. He didn't play. But against the Rams, yeah. Something, I think it was something with his knee. Yeah, but he's going to be out for the season. But news, Brandon Graham. Okay, but hold on, I'll let that go for a second. Final score, Eagles dominated 55-23. The most points scored in NFC, or I think it was any NFC or AFC, the most points scored in a championship game of all time. 55 points, the most points scored in a championship game, AFC and NFC. So, yeah, but Brandon, so Eagles in the Super Bowl, you know, let's go Philly. But, so, yeah, we got Eagles beat the Commanders. Jaden Daniels played pretty well. Austin Eckler, Zach Bond forced a fumble. Will Shipley, out of everybody, forced a fumble. Quinyon Mitchell, insane interception. Cooper DeJean. Insane play on I think it was fourth down on Austin Eckler. Okay, Austin Eckler beat him a little bit, but throw was pretty good. Cooper DeJean just got up there and really just batted it down. But Brandon Graham might be coming back for the Super Bowl. How cool would that be in his final season? Brandon Graham coming back for the Super Bowl. In his last season, he already said this is his last season. Before the season, he said this was his last season. Oh, and sorry for my hat hair. I've been wearing a hat all day, so it's a little flat right now. But off to the AFC Championship game. My uncle, unfortunately, is a Bills fan. He, unfortunately, is old enough to have seen the 4 straight Super Bowl losses for Buffalo. And Buffalo, James Cook. I'm going to pull up the picture. James Cook had, or this game was incredible, like always. The Chiefs ended up winning 32-29. James Cook played insane. Josh Allen was great. Dalton Kincaid might have won it for the Bills if he didn't have butterfingers. I mean, literally, it was like the ball's here. He did have to go back for it. It was more towards the ground, so he was pretty low to the ground, but just dropped it. So, oh, that's my mouse. But yeah, so, and then yeah, here's the picture. James Cook. It was fourth down, about the 5 yard line, I'd say. And here's the picture. If y'all can see it, I should flip it around. But yeah, reaching out for the goal. They did call it a touchdown. Okay, so yeah, there's the picture. That's James Cook reaching out for the end zone. Even though they didn't win, that is a crazy. That's a cool. Cool picture. Yeah, so really, Bills lost 29-32. Eagles won 55-23. And so now we're gonna see. Trying not to be biased, I probably will be. But Eagles Chiefs is our Super Bowl. Okay, now we go for predictions. Okay, I would like to say the Chiefs have given up a ton of rushing yards in the Texans game and in the Bills game. Okay. Joe Mixon rushed all over them, okay, and then James Cook rushed all over them. So, and then of course the Eagles have the best running back in football, Saquon Barkley. So, yes, it's going to be pretty tough for the Chiefs to contain Saquon. But, and I think the Eagles have the best defense in the league. If you see, I mean, our corners are insane. You got Big Play Slay, okay. You got Quinyon Mitchell, Cooper DeJean. Safeties are good. C.J. Gardner-Johnson, Reed Blankenship. And then our linebackers, I mean, yeah, Zach Bond, Nakobe Dean's out. I can't think of his replacement's name off the top of my head. It's, I'm trying to think of, Eagles linebackers, let's see, it's Oren Burks, okay, there it is. Oren Burks is the backup for, he's actually been playing pretty well. He's been playing since the Rams game, since about the beginning of the Rams game, to here. And then, yeah, D-line, insane, Jalen Carter, Brandon Graham, Nolan Smith, I mean, ooh. And then, okay, the Eagles' best thing is their offensive line. They have Lane Johnson, Landon Dickerson. Cam Jurgens did get hurt, but I think he's back, I'm pretty sure. I think he did play. He was hurt, he was practicing, trying to go get ready for the Commanders game. Didn't start, said he was out, and then Landon Dickerson got hurt, so Cam Jurgens, who was already hurt, had to go in the game. But Cam Jurgens, Landon Dickerson, Lane Johnson, yeah, that's an incredible trio of offensive linemen. That is a scary thing. And the Chiefs, I mean, their defense is good, but is it good enough to stop? They haven't really faced, they haven't really faced a running quarterback. C.J. Stroud's not a runner. Josh Allen is a runner, but, I mean, yeah, okay, so, yeah, the Chiefs have faced a runner, but they still haven't faced that good of wide receivers. I don't think Stephon Diggs played in the wild card game. Tank Dell obviously didn't. So I was like Nico Collins. I can't even think. Who are the other? Nico Collins and I don't know who else is there. Wide receivers for the Texans. But the Bills, I mean, they had Khalil Shakir. Amari Cooper. Is really the only. I'm pretty sure they have Sammy Watkins too. I'm pretty sure I remember Sammy. I'm pretty sure they have Sammy Watson. Sorry for that pause. But yeah, so they really haven't faced an offense that's like they can run it. Okay, Joe Mixon and James Cook are incredible. They're not Saquon, though, okay? Saquon is a different breed, okay? He's just built different. Wide receivers, the Eagles have A.J. Brown, okay? Devontae Smith is a top 20 wide receiver in the league. AJ Brown's a top 10, probably top 5. And then Jahan Dotson's a really good number 3 wide receiver. Was a Commander last year, but yeah, he was really good. And then I don't know if the Eagles will sign Dallas Goedert next year, just because you can't sign everybody. I mean, we want it's really basically, do we want Zach Bond, or do we want an older, injury-prone Dallas Goedert? And I'm saying I want Zach Bond. Zach Bond could be the defensive player of the year. He should be, at least. But yeah, so, yeah, the Eagles, Dallas Goedert has, like, the most receiving yards for the Eagles in the playoffs, I'm pretty sure. But yeah, so the Eagles, they have an insane defense, insane offense, and, you know, I got a little worried in the Packers game because, you know, we didn't play our best, you know. Packers game, offense looked okay. Rams game looked okay. I will give that to them, the Eagles, though. It did snow hard. It's kind of hard to throw the football when it's, like, two or three inches in snow. And then, yeah, but they showed it in the Commanders. And now I'm starting to think maybe they actually decided, you know what, let's use Kellen Moore. Because I'm pretty sure the first, like, two or three drives, it's been Nick Sirianni. Like, I'm pretty sure Nick Sirianni's getting kind of stubborn and wanting to call the plays. But why have an offensive coordinator if your head coach that's not an offensive coordinator is there for a motivator, like Dan, basically another version of Dan Campbell. A little lower version. But yeah, so the Eagles, I think we're using Kellen Moore a lot more. He's the offensive coordinator. Kellen Moore, I'm pretty sure he was the Cowboys offensive coordinator last year. I could be wrong. But yeah, he had the wide receivers not in normal routes, okay? Not normal slants, okay? Not go routes, you know, not turnarounds. Okay, so Kellen Moore, his play style is a lot different. He's got them going everywhere. He's a very unpredictable offensive coordinator, okay? So I think they actually use him there, and what do you know? When you use your offensive coordinator that's really good, you score 55 points against a team that beat the Lions, okay? A team that beat the number one seed. Okay, now, really, now on the Chiefs, now giving the Chiefs some confidence, even though I don't want to. Let's just say Xavier Worthy looks like a problem, okay? We already know Patty Mahomes is a problem, okay? I don't know why the Raiders would send that video of Kermit the Frog all over Instagram, all over social media. And actually, if y'all go, I don't know what video episode it is, but if y'all go see, some of y'all might have seen, I showed y'all the Kermit the Frog. The Raiders were mocking Patrick Mahomes with Kermit the Frog, saying he sounds like Kermit the Frog, which, yes, he does, but do you want to say it? That's like telling who's the best player in the NBA right now. That's like saying he can't jump over a puddle or whatever. Like, his vertical is like -3. Okay, you don't poke the bear. You don't poke the bear, and they poked the bear, all right, okay? And so that's why the Raiders were garbage this year, and the Chiefs are really good this year. Okay, so it's going to be a tough one. It's basically the Eagles versus the Chiefs, and not just the Chiefs, and the Zebras. Okay, if you're on par with me, if you know what I'm saying, the referees, we're in the black and white striped uniforms, whatever. Okay, so that we know if we touch Patrick Mahomes, it's going to be a 15-yard penalty. If we even look at him wrong out of bounds, if he's going out of bounds and we even look at him wrong, it's going to be a 15-yard penalty, okay? So, Nick Sirianni said that he did have some notes on last Super Bowl, so it's going to be a rematch from 2022, which we do not talk about that, okay? That was rigged, okay? James Bradbury did not hold Juju Smith-Schuster. And this time, I'm calling it Juju Smith-Schuster. You are not doing anything against us. Cooper DeJean is locking you up all day, okay? Try it, okay? Cooper DeJean is not a safety, okay? He's a corner, okay? So, really, That's really all there was to talk about today. I mean, yeah, there's really not much else to talk about. So yeah, that's really all that's going on in the sports world. So I guess we'll have to wait. Not this Sunday, because they torture us by making it 2 weeks for the Super Bowl. So not this Sunday. Okay, next Sunday. So we'll all be holding our breath from this day to 2 weeks from now, Sunday. Not this Sunday, next Sunday. So yeah, I guess really there's not much to talk about. I will very much try to start posting a lot more. Okay. So yeah, so really not much to talk about. This was fun episode. Let's go Philly, if y'all know what I'm talking about. I'll try and get some more stuff on, maybe some strategies or stuff about Eagles Chiefs, just really trying to figure out what's going on. Okay, but yeah, I guess we can start talking about NBA again, even though really not much has happened. All-Star break's almost here. Nothing's really happening in the MLB. NHL, are you kidding me? Does anybody actually watch hockey? But yeah, so this is Brandon DeLore with Sports Noise Podcast. Let's go Birds. Okay, Philly all the way. I'll see y'all next time. Peace.